getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
I do believe I hear the strains of the Oompa Hour theme song in the background, which means it must be time to sit down and play some old-time records here on the radio with another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show, old-time records, polka music, waltzes, whatnot for you for the next hour. Glad to have you along for another show. Let's just jump right into it this week. You see, let's all jump together. We'll just stand up and jump. We're jumping right into it. No point sitting around being lazy. Physical activity is good for you. Maybe you want to get up and dance, huh? I don't know, but let's do it. Lil Wally and Harmony Boys will get the show rolling. You are my sweetheart now. Boys there, you are my sweetheart now. Here on Tim's Oompa Hour, it's your old-time oldie show, back for another week of great old-time records here on the show. We do this every week, in case you're just bumping into the show for the first time. Yeah, every week, same place, same time, wherever it is you happen to be listening. Sit down in front of the record player and spin these old-time records. So, hey, feel free to drop us an email if you have a record or a song or a band you'd like to request, or you have a dedication or something, because I could dig out a birthday polka or an anniversary polka or or whatever. And you can do that at oompahour@aol.com is the email address. So feel free to shoot us a note if you want. And we'd love to play a request for you. I think making first appearance ever on the Oompa Hour, we have Jack. No, I'm sorry. It's Jake. It's clearly Jake. Why I said Jack, I have no idea. It is Jake Derlink, actually. And it says right here, it is a Slovenian-style number. Here's the Singing Hills Polka. There we go, Jake Derlink there, the Singing Hills Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show, spinning old-time records like we do every week here on the show. From northern Minnesota is where we're doing the show from, but we play records from everywhere, no matter where they come from. We don't care. We try to mix up all the different ethnicities, all the different styles, all the different groups from all over the country. And heck, we even play a few records from those rowdies up in Canada now and then. So anyway, classic group, one of the legendary groups, Happy Louie and his polka band. Here they are with the My One and Only Polka.
Jakie mnie, a od mojej dziewczyny, od mojej jedyny księżyc świecił wysoko na niebie, księżyc świecił wysoko, księżyc świecił wysoko na niebie, księżyc świecił wysoko, zramiła mi serce z osianeczkę, serce z osianeczka, zramiła mi głęboko, mój Boże, zraniła mi głęboko, zraniła mi głęboko, mój Boże, zraniła mi głęboko. Jechałem cztery morgi w pole, ona za mną wołała, Jasieńku, ona za mną wołała, ona za mną wołała, Jasieńku, ona za mną wołała. Thank you. A wróży się moje pocieszenie, moje pocieszenie, czymże cię tak zgniewała, kochanie, czymże cię tak zgniewała, czymże cię tak zgniewała, kochanie, czymże cię tak zgniewała. Czy pamiętasz, gdym prosił gębusi przy twojej matusi, ty, że ze mnie szydziła dziewucho, ty, że ze mnie szydziła, ty, że mnie szydziła dziewucho, ty, że ze mnie szydziła. Już ja więcej nie wrócę do ciebie, nie wrócę do ciebie, za to, żeś mnie głuptaka zrobiła, boś innego kochała, za to, żeś mnie głuptaka zrobiła, boś innego kochała.
They have Happy Louie and his polka band here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. That is the my one and only polka here on a, I wanted to say on a whatever afternoon, but I have no idea what day you're listening to the show because we are carried on radio stations and webcasts and podcasts and internet feeds and stuff all over the country. And I keep hoping that we can get a station in Canada to pick up the show because then I can say we've gone international, but it hasn't happened yet, or at least somebody outside of the USA. So if you know somebody with a station or a web stream or something that would like to pick up an old-time show, we want to take this baby international. So by golly, see what you can do. Just steer them to the Oompa Hour at AOL.com. And you can send us an email, and we'd be glad to get you straightened out. Coming up, another group that I don't think has ever been on the Oompa Hour, but first we'll do this.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All right, now I told you the next record on the show is going to be from a group I don't recall having ever had on the show before. I mean, I suppose it's a possibility. And it looks like they're from Johnstown, Pennsylvania here. It is the Toronto Zagger Orchestra. This is the Kane Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. We'll be right back. we have it, the Kane Polka there, the Toronto Zagger Orchestra here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Do believe that is the first time they have ever been on the show, at least to the best of my recollection. Not that I could remember every record I've played for the last 3 years, but I don't think so anyway. So welcome to the show, guys. I know you're all waiting and hoping that perhaps today, this week on the show, I would be able to give you the finale of the refrigerator story that I have been relating here on the show. And once this story's over, I don't know what I'm going to talk about anymore. And you know what? I'll tell you how the refrigerator situation has been working out after we hear Whoopi John do the Hello Joe polka. Doesn't that sound like a good idea? Why not? Here's Whoopi. And hey, let's do a little dancing, huh? Whoopi John and his band, not his orchestra, but his band on this record. And Hello Joe Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. I promised you the story of the refrigerator, and I think that I can fully say that this is the conclusion, the final episode, the last of the deal. This past week, the refrigerator repairman came. If you've been following the story, you know what's up. If not, it's been 3 months in the making, and I just can't recap anymore. But the refrigerator guy finally showed up with the other refrigerator guy that couldn't fix it by himself because he didn't know how. And the part that they shipped after the broken part came was actually intact. And yes, after 2.5 hours of working on it, it is repaired. Of course, I owed him an additional $90 over the hundreds and hundreds I had paid them already. And, of course, if you'll remember the story, after a month of not being able to get it fixed for various reasons, I went out and bought another refrigerator So now we have a repaired refrigerator that cost $100 and some more to fix it than it cost to buy 4 years ago, sitting in the garage, and I don't really need it. So now we're keeping it as a backup refrigerator. I just don't get it. My advice is, if your fridge breaks, just push it off a cliff and go get another one. If it's anything like trying to get one fixed around here. Yipes! But I think we can finally bring to a close now the saga of the refrigerator. And if you needed to know what kind it was and who was supposed to fix it, just send us an email and I will be happy to tell you. Because I just hate bashing a company here on national radio. It just doesn't seem like a polite thing to do. So, but I would be glad to tell you if you email me at oompahour@aol.com. All right, Frank Gutowski Trio is up next, featuring, it says right here on the label of the record here, vocals by Nutsy Pippick. Good old Nutsy's going to sing this one. Here's the Frank Gutowski Trio, and I ain't got no time. I ain't got no grammar either, I guess. But anyway, here they are. No time, Frank Gutowski Trio there, featuring Nutsy Pippick singing, clearly the old-time adaptation of the Chipmunks. And I don't have time to tell you the story of the Chipmunks, but they started a pretty good legacy for what was basically an accident invented by Ross Bagdasarian to try to save the record company he worked for. But that's another story for another day after I figure out if I can find a polka record by the Chipmunks by next week. But you know me. I have got to always mess around with stuff. So clearly that was a Chipmunk voice, and clearly you know that they created that by slowing down the tape when they made the recording and then speeding it up so that it sounded like a funny little voice. And this is a 45, and we can do something that people who play CDs and MP3s and downloads can't readily do, and that is put the record back on the turntable and shift it down to 33. And you could kind of hear what the real voice sounded like. Did you ever do that with your Chipmunks records when you were a kid? I did. And I can't resist the opportunity to do that now. So let's shift the old turntable down to 33 here. And the music's going to sound a little weird, but let's give this a try and just hear a little bit of the singing with the slowed down speed, shall we? Let's see what we get here. This is also good for people who don't polka very fast. So the weird thing is, he still sounds like a chipmunk even after we shift it down to 33. Now we can get her a little slower. Let me see what I can do here. Because I'm trying to make him sound like a guy. And I'm just going to try this. Just bear with me, because we're in the experimental stages of the Oompa Hour. Here we go. This is as slow as I can get her.
Now a cola lots all around the lake. It's a washikasha. How about a day? On a chowanimwa, I give her a dime. On a chowakisa, I ain't got no time.
All right, the Frank Gutowski Trio with Nutsy Pippick singing there, and I ain't got no time. Now I got to get the record player back to the normal speed here. Hang on. All right, there. Now we can press onward here on the Oompa Hour after that brief moment of experimentation. Fortunately, we didn't have time to try to play the record backwards to see if there were any secret messages in it. Remember when they did that back in the 60s and early 70s? Beatles were big for that. Play your Beatles records backwards and see what happens. You know what happens? It messes up your needle. Anyway, the Ray Henry Orchestra now. Ray Henry and his orchestra. And I love these Ray Henry records, and they're some of the oldest records that I have in the Oompa Hour collection. This is a 45, but the record's from 1946, and it was originally released on a big old 78 shellac record. And then after 45s came along, they reissued a bunch of their old 78s on the high-tech 45s. So this goes back to 46. Here's Ray Henry and the orchestra with the Go to Town Polka. Go back to 1946, Ray Henry and his orchestra, the Go to Town Polka, here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldie show, where we gather every week around the record player here, hi-fi, if you will, and we play great old-time records here on the show. You never hear a digital recording. You never hear me play a CD, because we just don't play CDs or MP3s or anything on this show. It's all phonograph records, like this one from the Maddies Brothers. This is the Heel and Toe Polka. Polka, Maddie's Brothers, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. I haven't played that one for a while. A little surprise at the end there kind of caught me, but hey, that's the way it goes. You know, this show is done completely live. I mean, I realize that you probably realize you're hearing a recording depending where you're hearing this, but I am doing the show live. This is not some edited together thing like so many of the shows you hear these days. I mean, really, if your computer is just going to sit there and play song after song, and every now and then a couple of commercials are going to play, and you're going to say, thanks for listening to my show, that does not count to me, man. Sit down and do the show, and yeah. So there. Which reminds me, speaking of doing things live, we need to talk about a World of Accordions museum. Indeed we do, in Superior, Wisconsin. We should probably do that before we get out of the next record, and I forget about it. But we do have the polka dots coming up. But anyway, World of Accordions Museum, Superior, Wisconsin, located in the Harrington Arts Center on Belknap Street there. And I know we're coming to the end of summer, and it won't be long. Superior, Wisconsin's going to be up to its parking meters in snowbanks. But still, you can still go there. They don't, you know, close up shop or anything just because there's a little snow when we get into the season here. And you still have some time. You got, 6 weeks or so of really nice weather up this way. So beautiful fall colors on the North Shore over the next few weeks. Holy cow-a-rooney. So you could start in Superior at the World of Accordions Museum. Over 1,400 accordions on display, a vast collection of memorabilia and music and history about the music and the musicians and the instruments in there. It's just cool. And you can check it out, actually, online at worldofaccordions.org. But if you were to start there at the museum and then head north up Highway 61 around Lake Superior in the fall, the leaves, and it's gorgeous. You might want to bring your camera and take some slides while you're up there.
And so check it out. Go to the website, worldofaccordions.org. Have a look at all the cool stuff they have to offer. And if you're not going to make it in the next few weeks or over the winter or whatever, I'm telling you, Gooseberry Falls in the winter is pretty amazing, but you got to be prepared for it. But maybe plan for the spring or next year, too. Check them out anyway, worldofaccordions.org, the World of Accordions Museum, Harrington Arts Center, Superior, Wisconsin. All right, Polka Dots teaming up with the Novak Sisters. Here's Give Me a Little Kiss. Polka Dots there, along with the Novak Sisters. And wow, that just flew by, it seems like. Anyway, there we are. Give Me a Little Kiss would be the English translation of that number here on the Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Don't forget now, you can see the Oompa Hour on Facebook, too. If you're one of those Facebooking kind of people, feel free to look us up. Facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour is how you would find that on the old Facebook there on the interweb. So let's just keep cranking out the tune, shall we? We haven't heard from Stanky and the Coal Miners for a while here on the show. Here's Hats Off to Pennsylvania.
Hats off to all the people who help to make her great. They signed the Declaration of Independence to guide us straight. We'll shake your hand in welcome to you, our paradise. We're proud of Pennsylvania.
night astray. We'll share your hand in welcome to you, our paradise. We're proud of Pennsylvania. We'll sing her praises high, high, high. Hats on to Pennsylvania. Hats on to our great state. We're proud.
Hats off to Pennsylvania Stanky and his coal miners here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Just so thrilled that you're along with us for another week. Great old-time music on the show. Walter Ostanek now. Sometimes I say Ostanek, sometimes I say Ostanek, and I can never remember which one is right. I hate when that happens, but I'm pretty sure that you pronounce the title of the song the Alpine Club Polka. Walter Ostanek and the Alpine Club Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. I figure if I pronounce his name both ways, I probably got one of them right, don't you think? All right, you know what we're going to do, too? Also, before the show is over, I'm going to play another Lil Wally record. And I know that we played Lil Wally and the Harmony Boys to open the show this week. But I have another Lil Wally record that has been sitting here on the counter next to me here in the studio for the last 3 weeks. It was a leftover record from 3 weeks ago that I forgot to play the next week. And then last week we did all the record albums. I tried to do just albums last week instead of 45, so we'd mix up what we're playing a little bit. And this Lil Wally record's been sitting here for 3 weeks, so we are going to play that before we... Maybe we'll end the show with the other Lil Wally record. That sounds like a good idea. Like it sounds like I might have planned it that way, you know what I mean? So... That's going to be a few minutes. In the meantime, Johnny Pecan and his orchestra and the A-OK Polka. right, there we go. Cranking them out here. Johnny Picana and the orchestra here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. That song was A-OK with me. That's because it was the A-OK polka. I'm not really that clever. Anyway, we're just sitting here spinning the records again on the Zumpa Hour like we do every week. And glad you're along with us for another week. By golly. Here's another one we don't hear from very often on the show. Casey Squee and his orchestra. And I'll see you tonight. Casey Squee there and his orchestra on Tim Zumpa Hour. That was I'll See You Tonight, and I think we're going to fit in a couple of more songs yet this week. I told you we are going to wrap it up with a little Wally record, because I've got this one that's been sitting around, so we can't play that yet. But let's throw one in that everybody knows, shall we? How about the Polka Ambassadors and Just Because?
We'll be right back.
All right, there we go. Polka Ambassadors, Just Because, here at Tim Zumpa Hour. And I'm looking at the clock, and time is winding down, and we're going to end with a little Wally record. And I'm thinking, if I just shut up, I could squeeze in this record, because this Jimmy Sturr record literally fell off the shelf and landed right in front of me. So let's just jam it in here. Jimmy Sturr and the orchestra, This Old House Polka.
This old house is getting shaky, this old house is getting old. This old house lets in the rain, this old house lets in the cold. Oh, my knees are getting chilly, but I feel no fear of pain. Cause I see an angel peeking through a broken window pane. Ain't gonna need this house no longer, ain't gonna need this house no more.
Ain't got time to fix the shingles, ain't got time to fix the floor. Ain't got time to order the inches, nor to mend the window pane. Ain't gonna need this house no longer, I'll get ready. This old house is afraid of thunder, this old house is afraid of storms. This old house just groans and trembles when lightning breaks its arms. This old house is getting feeble, this old house is needing paint. Just like me, it's stuck around, but I'm getting ready to meet the saints.
Ain't gonna need this house no longer, ain't gonna need this house no more.
Ain't got time to fix the shingles, ain't got time to fix the floor. Ain't got time to roll the hinges, nor to mend the window panes. Ain't gonna need this house no longer, I'm getting ready to meet.
All right, jamming it in there. Jimmy Sturr and the orchestra. This old house, man, this is turning into a wild wrap-up of the show here, and I'm going to play this Lil Wally record because it's been sitting here for 3 weeks, and I've been meaning to play it. Here's Lil Wally and the Harmony Boys and Happy Bird.
Ta szygnatko poli, tak wyśpiewuje. Ta szygnatko poli, tak wyśpiewuje. Stajże ja nie wolna cię czas. Ta szygnatko poli, śpiewa woła nas. Stajże ja nie wolna cię czas. Ta szygnatko poli, śpiewa woła nas. Ta szygnatko wyśpiewuje, szósta godzina. Ptaszek wyśpiewuje, szósta godzina. Dzień jest piękny, ładnie będzie. Ptaszek wyśpiewuje na wielkim drzewie. Dzień jest piękny, ładny będzie. Ptaszek wyśpiewuje na wielkim drzewie. Ptaszek wyśpiewuje, że deszcz nie pada. Ptaszek wyśpiewuje, że deszcz nie pada. Przy okienku piórka w koło. Ptaszek wyśpiewuje, bo mu wesoło. Przy okienku piórka w koło. Ptaszek wyśpiewuje, bo mu wesoło.
Hey, go, Lil Wally and the Harmony Boys, and Happy Bird here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show, and by golly gosh, huh, the old clock there says we're running out of minutes here, so we better put the lid on this one for another week. But I got another stack of records already stacked up and ready to go next week right here on the old Oompa Hour, so check us out on Facebook if you get a chance, huh?
I'm getting up when the next-door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in beautiful downtown Bovee, Minnesota, brought to you by the International Polka Hall of Fame and the World of Accordions Museum. We'll be back to do it again all over next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody!